Track 4, a lovely place to be. With community at the heart of its horticultural and environmental projects, Filby has become well known for both its flowers and team spirit.
Situated on the eastern edge of the Norfolk Broads lies the pretty rural village of Filby. Just a short distance from Great Yarmouth, the village is occupied by approximately 780 residents and offers a range of amenities, including a post office and shop, bakery, hairdresser, pub and restaurant. What is most special about Filby, however, is its beautiful floral displays, which have been repeatedly recognised at both a regional and national level. Every year, a group of local volunteers comes together to plan Filby's entry for Anglia in Bloom, the regional campaign that forms part of Britain in Bloom, organised by the Royal Horticultural Society. Adrian Thompson, the village postmaster, was born in Filby. A parish and borough councillor and former mayor of Great Yarmouth, he has grown Filby in Bloom from its first entry in 1995 to the community effort it's known for today. Adrian says, "Community is key. Filby's logo reads, 'A lovely place to be,' and that's what we want to maintain. We started Filby in Bloom in 1995 with the aim of improving the village and making it a better place to live. A group of 9 to 12 of us normally meet on a Saturday morning when we discuss ideas, take on new projects and do the bulk of the work. Many people give up their time during the week too, maintaining and managing the areas around the village." Indeed, Filby is reaping the rewards thanks to the dedication and hard work of its residents, with the accolades rolling in. "We first entered Anglia in Bloom in 1999 when we won Best Kept Village," continues Adrian. "We've held that title almost every year since. From Anglia in Bloom, villages, towns and cities can get nominated for Britain in Bloom, in which we were named category winner in 2002 and 2017. Judging normally takes place during the first 2 weeks of July for the regional competition and the first 2 weeks of August for the national competition. The entry process is cyclical, and no sooner are Filby's residents finishing and receiving the results than they start to plan for the following year's entry. This year, we'll see Filby in Bloom mark a poignant moment in British history. We'll be redesigning our flower beds to mark King Charles's coronation. One side will be a flower display dedicated to Queen Elizabeth, and the other side will be dedicated to the new king. Every year sees more plants added to the mix, with 1,300 perennial plants recently introduced to complement the existing beds. A staggering 10,000 bulbs are planted every year, with colour emerging around springtime as the crocuses, daffodils and tulips begin to bloom, although the aim is for the village to enjoy year-round colour. Yet there's more to Filby in Bloom than meets the eye, as Adrian explains. "People see the plants and think that's it, but there are a lot of environmental projects and much maintenance work going on behind the scenes, which is equally as important. The mark given for the In Bloom competition is divided into three areas: horticultural achievement, community participation and environmental responsibility. As such, Filby's volunteers are always looking for ways to work sustainably and encourage biodiversity." Trinity Wood is one of the group's most recent projects, a community wood where people can sponsor their own tree, and the Dissenters' Chapel ground is the latest conservation site that they'll be working on. The Filby Lands and Conservation Trust was set up a few years ago to focus on this aspect while teaching people skills such as pruning fruit trees and managing wildlife areas. "This year we're introducing two beehives, which will be housed on the land just west of our allotments. Long term, we're looking to produce honey, while the short term goal is to increase pollination. From the orchard, we'll sell 193 bottles of apple juice through the village shop, and the production of that is something we've very recently had to learn." Fundraising efforts are vast and varied, with projects financed through quiz nights at Filbury Bridge Restaurant, the annual Open Gardens Weekend, a summer fete and fireworks display in November. The Great Yarmouth Tourist Board has also committed to a sizeable donation this year. The younger generation of Filby also has a part to play, Adrian says. The school gets involved where we have a vegetable patch. We bought them a wormery where all their dinner waste goes. Sometimes the youngsters are more switched on about the environment than we are, and that's so important. The plans for the village are continually evaluated, and particularly since the residents set up a neighbourhood plan a couple of years ago, which details how they would like to see Filby develop until the year 2030. We hold meetings, and our comments are passed on to the Borough Council, adds Adrian. Together with Filby and Bloom, it all just gels together and serves to shape the place that we want to live. We're very fortunate that most people want to get involved, one way or another.